We're going back to Patrick Street in Cork. Our reporter Cian McCormack has been travelling around the constituency of Cork South Central. So Cian, remind us what people, the voters, have been telling you.
Well, Audrey, the people I was talking to, the voters, I should stress as well that this is a snapshot of opinion. It's a snapshot of the voters that I'm meeting randomly. And they were saying what's important to them in this election here in Cork South Central are issues like housing, the cost of living, immigration and health. Here's a reminder of what voters were telling me yesterday.
Well, I work in the hospital and I just think, you know, it's struggling budget-wise. There's an embargo on at the moment and it's been going on for quite a while. It's hitting the middle person and, you know, appointments, things like that, you know.
When you compare your circumstances today compared to 5 years ago before the last general election, is there much difference in your life? Is there much difference in your life? Can you make a comparison?
No, we've never gotten anything. I'm married, but we've no children, and we're the middle income earners and we don't ever get anything in the budget or anything like that that makes a difference.
Is there anything? Well, you did get a 1% cut in USC and the tax bans changed as well.
Yeah, I just think the USC should be, that was a temporary measure, so I think that should be taken out of it. Cost of living is huge. As I said, we're both working. We've never been out of work. We're struggling. There's two of us there and we're good with money. You know, we both think the same about money and things like that, but our cost of living is sky high.
I think the biggest issue now is that people cannot buy their own house, even if they work in full time. It's very, very problematic.
Have you your own house?
No.
And
we tried so many times to get a mortgage and we still hear it. We don't have enough income. And my husband has really good salary and we just got refused. It's very, like, you in this certain point you starting losing your hope, really.
What are the dominant issues in this election?
I think from my perspective, it has to be housing and cost of living. I know they're the two probably everybody is trotting out, but they're the two I think that apply to lots and lots of people. Yeah,
so let's take the two of them then. Housing, how are you impacted directly?
I have a third level student who's studying and can't find accommodation, affordable accommodation. And then also looking into the future for our family as well, for them, for our kids to be able to afford starter homes and to get going. That seems like a very far away prospect.
When you compare your life today to 5 years ago before you voted in the last general election, has much changed?
I've been actually thinking about that and I think it has. I think life has got more expensive. Living in Ireland has got more expensive.
Well, joining me here now are RTE Southern editor Pascal Sheehy and UCC politics lecturer Teresa Reedy. Pascal, the issues there. First, immigration. It was definitely a talking point here in Cork South Central. We heard it earlier in the programme. But housing, traffic, health and the cost of living, they're all very dominant here too. What are you picking up on the ground in terms of issues?
Yeah, it surprises me that migration emerged as you describe it, the dominant issue here. I wouldn't have thought that that was the dominant issue.
I'd say it was a dominant issue.
Okay, a dominant issue.
Even that
surprises me, because the numbers of international protection applicants and Ukrainian refugees who have been granted temporary status here, they are lower proportionately in Cork South Central than they are in many other places, in Galway, in Killarney, for instance, in Kerry. So that surprises me. Can I just say, in relation to housing, to illustrate the point about how it's an issue here, when a development called the Bailey, a 500 house development, launched the first of its first 60 houses in June, more than a dozen people slept in their cars overnight, and by the time the first show houses opened on the 24th of June in Douglas, there was over 1,000 people queuing to see those. That is how acute the housing issue is in this constituency.
Cost of living too.
Yeah, cost of living. Just to peel the onion in relation to that, what you get, and it was illustrated in the Vox Pop that we just heard there, a woman saying, can't understand it, we have two good jobs and we're still struggling. And that is the issue here. In relation to cost of living, people cannot understand, and it is leading to a deal of frustration. They're working harder than ever before. People's jobs, because we're better educated now than we were 20, 30, 40 years ago, they tend to be a better quality and calibre of jobs, and yet people feel that they are still struggling to make ends meet, and that is leading to a lot of frustration.
Teresa Reedy, where's the public mood at here in Cork South Central?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the, you know, former Taoiseach is here in the middle of the Cork South Central. So there's a, you know, a degree of positivity about his participation in government. And certainly the Corkonians do like to have senior leadership positions. I think Cork is city is a microcosm of the rest of the country. It's the second largest city. So some of the issues you're outlining there are very particular to urban areas, transport, traffic. Public transport is really in its infancy here. And I think the huge economic growth we've had has really crystallised the gaps in our infrastructure. So I'm not at all surprised to see that this is really affecting people. They have
the
expectations.
Service, people are running Twitter accounts on the bus service and the failure of
the vanishing
of buses. Yeah, to show up here in Cork.
I could really see that in Carrigaline yesterday morning. People queuing for buses and complaining that they're not coming on time.
And you log on to the website, there's a bus due, it just doesn't show up. How frustrating that is, and it is a cause of frustration here. And then on traffic, very briefly, we are back to pre-COVID levels on traffic. During COVID, the multi-storey car parks, you could go in the morning, get a parking space on floor level 3. We're up in level 10 and 11 now.
You'll have to get on your bike, Pascal, but let's move on to the constituency race for the 5 seats here in Cork South Central. Again, Pascal, the constituency is broadly middle class, with working class areas in Tokar, Ballyfahan and Mahon. It includes the commuter of town of Carrigaline, which I just mentioned there, and a lot of big names. It was a four-seater the last time out. Who are the incumbents and who's not standing this time round?
Well, it has always been a fascinating constituency, mainly because you had so many big political beasts here. Micheál Martin joined by Michael McGrath and Simon Coveney. Both Michael McGrath and Simon Coveney are not going to be on the pitch now in this election, and we're gaining a seat here as well. So it's going to be an absolutely fascinating constituency. Michael McGrath is replaced by his brother Seamus McGrath. I can see him being elected comfortably. He got 2.5 quotas in the local elections. Micheál Martin will top the poll. I believe Donnacha O'Leary of Sinn Féin won't top the poll this time, but will be elected comfortably. There is a seat here for Fine Gael, which I give to Jerry Butter, and then that last seat, that's in play.
Well, Teresa Reedy, 5 seats, as we're saying, 3 Fianna Fáil candidates, 3 Fine Gael candidates. What's the strategy for the parties?
Well, it's a very interesting one, because actually it's not entirely clear why any of them went for a 3 candidate strategy. I suspect actually in the case of Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin and Seamus McGrath aren't going to need sweepers. There's a good chance they're going to top the poll, potentially both being elected on the first count. So the third candidate, I think, is building for the future. In the case of Fine Gael, it's potentially going to fragment it. There isn't a single dominant candidate, but there are definitely 2 seats for Fianna Fáil and 1 for Fine Gael here. And Sinn Féin are going to comfortably take a seat as well, I would have thought.
Donnacha O'Leary last time out got 25% of the vote and was elected on the first count. Is his seat a certainty?
I mean, I would say Sinn Féin are reasonably secure of taking a seat here, even with a reduced poll rating, first preference rating. They're still very comfortable, and he has a second candidate on the ticket with him as well, Coveney Shaheed, but I'm not even entirely sure that that's necessary. I think Sinn Féin at one stage were planning, potentially when they saw an extra seat here, that there was the possibility of taking a gain, but Sinn Féin's reduced position in the polls makes that much, that's absolutely out now, but I would have thought his seat is certainly secure.
Well, things are always tight in Cork South Central. It's a 5-seater this time around, as we were saying, Pascal. There are 22 candidates. What do you expect to see in terms of other candidates?
I think the last seat will be a 3-way tie between the independent candidate Mick Finn, And he is going for votes in the same area as Donoghue Éire. That is partly one of the reasons why I say Donoghue Éire's first preference will be reduced. And the other two I see in that two way are Laura Harman of the Labour Party and Padraig Rice from the Social Democrats.
Truth ready.
Yeah, I think it'll come down to a contest in the in between McFinn and Laura Harman for that last seat. And it will be the last seat and anything could happen.
So you've gone through it all very briefly. I'm going to get you to call the five seats now, Pascal.
Two for Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin and Seamus McGrath. One for Fine Gael, Gerry Bottomer. One for Sinn Féin, Donoghue Éire. And if I had to be put to the pin of my collar for the last one, McFinn Independent.
Yeah, I think I'd probably agree with that. I wouldn't be very sure about the last seat. That could go anyway, and it'll all depend on where the transfers go from that kind of soft trifecta of the Greens and the Social Democrats.
RTÉ Southern Editor Pascal Sheehy and UCC Politics Lecturer Dr. Teresa Reedy, thanks for joining us here from the Roadcaster on Patrick Street in Cork. And Audrey, just a reminder for people listening, there's a full list of candidates for Cork South Central and all other constituencies available to read on the RTÉ website. So from Cork South Central to Dublin, it's back to you in studio.